Okay, John, let's say you were a political strategist.
Uh-oh.
Trying to promise to deliver what people want.
Okay.
Okay, so people want jobs, but they don't want to spend more money.
They want their roads repaired, but don't want to spend money on it.
They want health care, but guess what?
Evidently, they think there's a money tree in the back of the White House that they can just pull these things off and put the money out there, and all this makes the deficit even more and more worse than what it is.
How do you promise government services while swearing not to spend government money?
That's called a catch-22 where I come from.
Or political strategy. It's The Takeaway.
All across America, this is The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Celeste Headlee from Public Radio International and WNYC.
Good morning. It is Monday, September 20th. The midterm's over. I mean, the primary election's over. Heading straight into the midterm elections, we're going to be hearing a lot about political strategy.
They're spending a lot on campaign contributions, probably a record for the races this year.
Looks like it.
Let's check the morning's top news stories. It's about elections in Afghanistan, though. Serious concerns being raised about the election over the weekend for parliamentary seats in Afghanistan. The country's Free and Fair Elections Foundation says complaints of fraud are widespread, but President Hamid Karzai says the parliamentary election is a, quote, solid success. That view is being backed up cautiously by the U.S. ambassador to Afghanistan, Carl Eikenberry. He tells our partner, the BBC, there are reasons to feel positive.
There's going to be complaints. We're going to find instances of fraud. But against the backdrop of Afghanistan today in 2010, against the benchmark of 2009, I'm cautiously optimistic.
Full results are expected next month. The island nation of Bermuda is waking up to remnants of a monster storm this morning. Hurricane Igor brushed the island overnight with a high storm surge causing extensive flooding. Here's Bermuda resident John Musson, who's been speaking to the BBC.
It's huge waves, I mean monster waves, probably 20 to 30 feet. And the winds, like, you can't stand up in it. If you go outside, you get blown over.
Residents are getting their first look at damage as the sun rises. Igor is now moving northeast away from any landmass.
Well, as you were mentioning, John, fundraising and spending for this year's midterm elections are on pace to set records. Congressional candidates have raised more than $1.2 billion. That exceeds the $886 million collected at the same time period in 2006. Republicans have pulled in nearly $49 million more than Democrats. President Obama travels to Pennsylvania today. He's campaigning for Democratic Senate candidate Joe Sestak. And joining us now is Andrea Bernstein, reporter for our partner station WNYC and director of Transportation Nation. Good morning, Andrea.
Good morning.
So how big of a deal is Pennsylvania in these midterm elections?
Pennsylvania is a big deal. It was a swing state that sort of went out of play in 2008, but it is very much in play in these elections. It's going to tell us a lot about where voters are going nationally.
All right. We're going to be talking more about Pennsylvania voters in just a moment with Andrea Bernstein. Stay with us.
Governor of Utah has issued a state of emergency after dry brush set off wildfire that has already burned more than 300 acres, forced more than 1,000 people from their homes. Lieutenant Don Hudson of the Salt Lake County Sheriff's Office says authorities have scrambled to save residents as the fire was moving so rapidly.
Really, it was life-saving efforts trying to get people out of the area because of very, very fast-moving fire, literally moving faster than anybody could run.
The fire continues to burn about 30 miles south of Salt Lake City.
An American woman released after being held for more than a year in Iran says she and two other men detained never spied or committed any crimes. They're assured now back in the United States. She says she only feels one-third free and is calling for Iran to release her fiancé and friend who are still in custody. And officially, the broken well in the Gulf of Mexico has now been plugged. That comes as news that BP has paid 19,000 claims at a cost of $240 million. So far. Looking at the markets, Asian markets are mixed. European indices are up, and so are futures. The Dow starts at 10,607, the S&P at 1,125, and the NASDAQ at 2,315. Well, we're going to be talking later about clinical drug trials. There are always ethics involved, but never so clearly demonstrated as the case we're going to talk about. Stay with us.
And Andrea Bernstein joins us. Politics in Pennsylvania. Stay with us.